Okay, good afternoon. Now we're going to start teaching. We already finished chapter one. Chapter one, we focus main point in chapter one. We talk about bodhicitta, yeah? Bodhicitta, and I'm going to little bit summarize. Bodhicitta has two types of bodhicitta, yeah? Engaging bodhicitta and wishing bodhicitta. Yeah? Bodhicitta, engaging bodhicitta and wishing bodhicitta. And also, I mentioned that beneficial of practice bodhicitta. Yeah, maybe beneficial or advantage, yeah? Advantage of practice bodhicitta and purpose of practice bodhicitta, yeah? So that's why we mentioned that we everybody, when you practice Dharma, whatever you learn, when you come to teaching, you have to have purpose. Why you practice? Why you practice Dharma? Why you practice bodhicitta, yeah? Yeah, you have to have purpose and you have to have no qualities. Once you know qualities, then you will know advantage of practice. Yeah? Yeah, it's really important. So, do you have any question about bodhicitta mind?
所以呢,大家有没有什么问题? 对这个菩提心有没有什么问题?
I mentioned that because there are two types of bodhicitta, yeah? Engaging bodhicitta and wishing bodhicitta, and engaging bodhicitta is more beneficial. Engaging bodhicitta are more beneficial than wishing bodhicitta.
所以呢,我们也讲到了这个行菩提心的功德呢,比愿菩提心的功德呢,远远来的大。
Yeah, wishing bodhicitta means just like I gave example, like, okay, even I don't go to school, I wish go to school, but I don't go to school.
所以呢,这个,
I wish go to school, but you don't go.
Yeah.
Engaging bodhicitta is like you wish to go to school.
那这个行菩提心呢,
you go to school as you wish to go to school.
准备了上学做各种的准备,
that's why engaging bodhicitta is always accompanied with action of any sees perfection, yeah?
所以呢,行菩提心呢,永远呢,都是这个与这个六度呢,是相结合的。有行菩提心就一定有行这个六度的这个行动。Yeah,
so everybody knows sees perfection, yeah? Sees perfection, okay, that's really important, I have to clear about sees perfection. Pashintu, sees perfection.
所以大家都知道这个六度是什么?
Yeah. Yeah, then everybody know that sequence before bodhicitta, then what is the requirement before bodhicitta?
They have a kind of sequence,
Yeah, everybody know that, yeah? That's why we say like seven cause and result. Effect, seven cause and effect, yeah?
所以呢,这个升起菩提心呢,有一种方法,有两种方法,有一种方法呢,就是以七因果的方法呢,来升起菩提心。Okay,
this is kind of very summarized, so everybody have some questions?
所以这就是一个简略帮大家复习一下我们上几堂课所讲的,那大家有什么问题?
Okay. Yeah, basis, yeah. I mentioned that actually in we say like two causes, cooperation condition and substantial causes. Great compassion is substantial cause of bodhicitta. Yeah, substantial cause of bodhicitta is main cause, yeah. substantial cause. That's why I say substantial cause. Because your substantial cause is a constituent of your parents. Yeah? What do you say?
How about the mind?
Yeah, mind, that's why. No, your mind, like your physical body. Your substantial of cause of substantial of your mind is previous mind, yeah? Like, actually, you know that substantial cause. Great compassion is substantial cause of bodhicitta mind. Before bodhicitta, then they have equanimity, equanimity, yeah? Equanimity, and then danyam, mashi. Mashi is recognized all sentient beings has been your mother. Then Tenten, repair their kindness. Yeah, Tenten. Yeah, remind their kindness and repair their kindness. Then love. Then compassion. Then sincerity. Then great compassion. Yeah, it's good. Yeah, compassion, yeah. You should say compassion, yeah, sorry, compassion, yeah.
你可能要拿这个听会比较清楚一点, okay. 我不知道你坐我旁边听不听得见。
Can it also be a wishing great compassion and engaging great compassion?
No.
大悲心的是不是?
No, wishing Buddha, because here we say like, they don't use kind of term of wishing compassion and engaging compassion. Yeah, because your term, yeah. Because bodhicitta has kind of wishing and engaging. Engaging means engage with practice of cease perfection. Yeah. Because cease perfection is essential to increase your bodhicitta. Once you don't have cease perfection, practice of cease perfection, then your practice of bodhicitta will not increase. Yeah, it means like it's just not enough like bodhicitta. Bodhicitta is kind of wish to attain enlightenment for sake of all sentient beings. But it's not enough. I want to become I want to attain enlightenment. It's not enough. You have to show action to do something. Yeah? Generous, be patient, then morality, then effort. Yeah? All those things you have to have a company to bodhicitta mind. Yeah, this is good.
那行心呢，就是说真正的去走上这个成佛的道路， 也就是说这个六度。
First, you, what is the definition of great compassion?
Equanimity of compassion.
No, equanimity is before great compassion, yeah? The sequence, first, equanimity. Equanimity means you have to, like, three persons, right? Yeah, he's my friend, he's my enemy, and the three persons, yeah? Your enemy, your friend, and then person which one is your not friend, your enemy. Those all you have to treat equal. We have to, yeah. These are all kind of cause of great compassion. Great compassion, then, what definition of great compassion?
I don't know. So this is what I'm asking. Do I have to do something to earn it? Or do I just say, oh, you know, I just sit down and say, meditate and say, oh, I wish I have great compassion.
Do you think, like, before we already mentioned that Mahayana, Hinayana, yeah? Does Hinayana have great compassion but doesn't have great compassion, yeah? Why they don't have great compassion? Hinayana, yeah? Hinayana have compassion or not?
Yes.
They have compassion because they wish all sentient beings come out from samsara. But even we have compassion because we wish all sentient beings come out from samsara. Yeah? We wish. You wish, everybody. We don't want to other people suffer, yeah? So we wish them come out from suffering. But we don't have great compassion. Hinayana doesn't have great compassion. Why they don't have great compassion?
Because they're concerned with
Yeah, because they wish and they don't have kind of commitment. I want to do it as they have wish. Like I mentioned that before, in Tibetan we say like, Simjian tamji dungye tenduji tsewa dewa de dagi jawo nyambas. There's an example like, I before mentioned that one mom, maybe mother, yeah? Mother who doesn't have two hands, yeah? Mother who doesn't have two hands, her child fell in the water, in the river. She just wished to her child come out from water, but she doesn't have kind of, what do we say? Samlu do yomara kore. La. Yeah, she doesn't have kind of thoughtfulness to, I want to take out my child from the water. I want to rescue my child from the water. Yeah? But she wish.
I think Rinpoche is trying to explain that she doesn't have the physical capability to grab a child from the water.
Yeah, she doesn't have that.
Although she has but the inner feeling, a feeling so much for her son, but because of the physical handicap, she can't just go in the water and get her son out of the water.
But that's Rinpoche, I have a question there. I mean, that example, I heard it before. But for a mother, even though she doesn't have two hands to risk her kids from the water, it doesn't, it just means she doesn't have the ability to carry out the action. But she still has that compassion mind.
Yeah, compassionate. She wish. That means she wish, and she doesn't have ability to.
She just doesn't have the ability. So that's the difference between great compassion and compassion?
Yeah, then the other one is like one mom who has hand. Who has hand, yeah? And her child fell in the water. She wish and she can do it. She maybe jump in water and maybe I can do it. Maybe she's swimming or something, yeah? Yeah, can rescue. Actually, this is the example is really clear in the Middle Way School. So this kind of, they make different between great compassion and compassion.
So
yeah.
Just the jumping into the water?
Yeah, lady who has hand and, yeah. Yeah, lady who has hand and then jump in water and she can, she have really confident to, she can save, rescue her child from the water.
Then what, Rinpoche, you will say is the definition of great compassion?
Yeah, actually in Tibetan it says, Simjian tamche dungye tendu, is I wish to, Simjian being come out from samsara, as I wish, I can take out them from samsara. You have confident them to take out from samsara. Yeah, but we wish to come out from samsara, but we don't have confident to them take out from samsara. Yeah, because we really don't have that kind of ability to take them out from samsara. Because we don't practice seriously, yeah? We just talk, we don't practice. That's why we don't have ability to take out those samsara. Yeah, this is a good question, yeah, great compassion. Then do you have any compassion about bodhicitta? I think it's okay. That you clear that about bodhicitta and great compassion, yeah? So now here in chapter 2, here we're talking about before you practice, before you generate bodhicitta, we have to practice to accumulate merit. Yeah, actually here in the chapter 2, talking about seven limbs, yeah? Yeah, seven limbs really, really important for all of us. Seven limbs is like kind of preliminary. Preliminary, yeah? There's something. Seven limbs, yeah? It's kind of preliminary. Seven limbs. Yeah, L-I-M-B-S. Yeah, limbs.
所以下面讲的是这个七支供养。那这个七支供养最主要的目的就是让我们能够尽罪祭祀。
Seven limbs, yeah? It's no sound. Hello? Okay, now it's coming up. Seven limbs. Okay, seven limbs, when you do, I mentioned that, when you come to teaching, or when you pray something, This is kind of summarize. Chatsewa, prostration. Before you do like practice, when you do practice sadhana, when you come to teaching, everybody do prostration, yeah? Prostration, chatsewa. Then chupapiwa. Yeah? Chupa, dedication, yeah? Chatsewa, chuji. Then shapa, confession. Before you do meditation or before you do pray, then first you confess whatever you did, wrong things in your daily life. Anyway, okay, prostration, dedication, then shapa, confession, shapa, jisiran, rejoice, then kushin. Ku means request, yeah? Request. And so Jesus Kuji. Soanda means?
So means to offer, to pray, or to. Precisely it's to offer.
Yeah, to offer, yeah. Soanda means sometimes they give us teaching or something, yeah? Soanda, so Jesus Kuji. Soanda. Gyawa Junsi Dagi Jesus, then dedicate. After you finish everything, then you dedicate to Buddha, yeah? Seven limbs. Everybody clear? Seven limbs, yeah? So that's why here we are talking about seven limbs. So when you do practice, generate bodhicitta mind, then we have to practice to accumulate merit. Accumulate merit, yeah? Accumulate merit, there are two types of merit, yeah? Merit of wisdom and so merit of wisdom and merit of what?
There's two types of accumulation.
Yeah.
Accumulation of merit.
Okay, there are two types of accumulation. Accumulation of merit and accumulation of wisdom. Accumulation of merit is we are doing something good things. Doing by physical actions and also verbal actions and also even practice of bodhicitta and practice of compassion, those all are part of accumulation of merit. Then merit of wisdom is kind of understanding, practice to understand emptiness, practice to understand selflessness as a person. Those all are kind of merit of wisdom. Yeah? Usually you think about a merit of wisdom is caused to generate omniscient mind. Yeah? Merit of accumulation of merit is caused to generate Buddha physical body. Yeah? Kind of those physical body or form body, yeah, form body, yeah, it's clear, yeah. Now here, I'm gonna recite in Tibetan, okay? So,
Rinchen sen de zuan chawishu, dejin shiba namda tambi chu. Gongchu chuma meda sangje se yanden jazo nala leba chus. So in English, verse 1.
Thus, upon firmly adopting the spirit of awakening, a child of Jinas should always vigilant. How does it recite this?
What page is
this? Page 39, yeah? First verse.
Oh, yes.
Oh, Nimala Pesada.
Yes.
Yeah, chapter 2. Okay, I'm here. In order to adopt that jewel of the mind, I make offering to the...
Very little.
Yeah, in order to adopt the jewel of the mind, I make offering to the Tathagata, to the stainless jewel of the sublime Dharma, and to the children of Buddhas who are ocean of excellent qualities. Okay, here mentioned that why we offering. Nimala.
Lao.
Oh, does it really Nimala?
Sir, Mche.
Oh, does it? Tangazun and Nima Leo Tambogeda, and the Nima Cheva Pia, and the Gobad. Oh, this you yes.
Oh, did Mike did Sang Sichi City with Rumchenga go to this? Yeah, what I'm meeting it.
This leaf is sound, he said, like kind of. There's something. Yeah, something feedback, yeah.
Doctor, sure, what I'm saying, doctor, could you do?
Doctor, do. Yeah, now coming. Echo is coming now. Oh, Nimala. Nimala.
Oh, Rumje.
That's the good.
Yeah, that. That's your other. Change which mother go, and don't you go ahead go to the. Go, should you raise the Kaja Venadi?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's good. That's good. That's good. That's good.
That's good. That's good. That's good. That's good. That's good. That's good.
Yeah, it's very low, he said. What is wrong with that?
Oh, tremendous. That's good. That's good. That's good.
Hello, Nimala.
No.
Yeah, since last week, yeah, we have. Okay, now. 다 고사 말해. Yeah, okay. Okay, here I'm, so first verse is, main point, first verse is, purpose of, offering, dedication. Yeah? Offering, yeah? Purpose of offering, yeah? Purpose of offering is for accumulated merit. Yeah? We sometimes come here to the temple, you offer light, candle, water bowl, those, everything we are doing for accumulate merit, yeah? Accumulate merit. So that's why accumulate merit is essential to generate bodhicitta mind. Only just practice bodhicitta mind, it doesn't work. You have to have accumulate merit. Yeah? Same as like this, okay? It's just like talking is very easy. Okay, generate bodhicitta, okay. Okay, I want to attain enlightenment for sake of sentient beings. It's just talking. That's what just mouth. Just thinking. Just thinking and talking is very easy. But with you talk, with your thinking, with your wish, you have to do something. That's why you have to accumulate merit. Lots of things you have to show physical action. It's not only talk. That's why we talk. Oh, wish come out from samsara. As we wish, you have to do something. You try to come out from samsara. As we wish, attain enlightenment. You have to practice to attain enlightenment. To do something physical, not only talking. That's why here in America they say talking is very cheap. Action is very difficult, yeah? That's what we have to. So that's why here we mentioned that whatever you practice is the bodhicitta and the compassion, well, those all are kind of preliminary for the enter door, is gate to the practice. Enter gate, entrance, yeah? Entrance gate to practice sutra and Mahayana, yeah? Yeah, that's why. So, we have to accumulate lots of merit, yeah? Somebody think, okay, just merit is, only merit is enough? Not enough, yeah? Not enough. Only you come here and offer water bowl and then light, then sakumambale tuba and recite something. It doesn't work. That's why His Holiness Dalai Lama always said that don't be blind faith. You have to be 21st century Buddhist. 21st century Buddhism is you have to learn. Learn and practice. You have to have find evidence to. It's not enough that there is Buddha.
It's as if Rinpoche is, you know, putting the mic right
in front of his mouth
and just speaking.
We just say there's a Buddha. You don't have evidence. Where is Buddha? How become Buddha? Once you find evidence, then you will be interested to learn. Yeah, interested to follow. Yeah, that's why we are really sometimes like me. Okay, not serious to practice in Dhamma because we really don't see really complete qualities to practice Dhamma. Purpose of practice Dhamma, qualities, even like quality of bodhicitta mind, yeah? Yeah, that means if we don't know that quality of bodhicitta mind, then we will not be interested to practice. Once you know qualities, then you will be interested, yeah? Same, yeah? That's why, yeah. You have to be, this why here offering is for accumulate merit. Yeah, accumulate merit. He mentioned that accumulate merit. So, okay, now here, verse 2 and 3 and verse 4 and 5 is talking about the substances of offerings. What kind of substances we can offer to the Buddha, Dhamma, Sangha? Yeah. So, in Tibetan, we say
메돈 데부 진이 요바다 메지 넘바 간다 요바다 지데 렌치 진이 요바다 지자 유이도
왕치 요다 Okay, great, okay.
日期如何当你 대신도
Okay,
now here we are talking about substances of offerings, okay? Substances of offerings, actually, you can like sometimes, nga soge da kare, tadan de chubi ge zeshe go res. Nyimala, do this blow. Nyimala, it doesn't work. It doesn't work. Yeah, it's okay. Yeah, so. I think it's. Nimala. Okay, here we are talking about, okay, substances of offering, yeah? Actually, in Tibetan, we have kind of substances of offerings, like kind of incense, yeah? But here we are talking about, even you see, like, it's by your visualize, by your, like, kind of, when you go on the mountain, or where you go, like, garden, there are lots of flowers. You can see lots of flowers. You can see lots of water. Yeah? Those all things you can visualize to, I offer to the Buddha, Dhamma, Sangha, and I offer you and please accept my offer. Yeah? You just think that I really don't have that much offer you to kind of those, like these special things. Hello. Yeah? You think that I don't have, maybe you can say I don't have enough money to offer you. Instead of offering kind of buying things, I'm gonna offer you this. Please you accept me this, and I have to offer you because I have to accumulate merit to generate bodhicitta mind. Yeah?
You I can hear very good now.
Yeah. Nimala.
Laurumche.
That's it.
That's it.
Tandi Karsana Azoge Tarandi Chubik Zed Shivori, Chubik Zed Laya Ani Dabu Zuma da Dabu Mazungi Ani Chubik Zed Nishivoris.
So we're speaking about the offering, the substance of the offering that is to be offered. And so when it comes to the substances of offering, there are of two kinds. One is the substance that is that actually owned by someone. In other words, it belongs to someone. Or there's and then there's another kind of substances that is to be offered. It doesn't belong to anyone. It doesn't own by someone.
Tanda Nishi Wara. That Dabu Mazu Chibi Zedlaya, Takanda, and Naranzo Chi, Sachachibu, the Nevan Dodi Zambalaya, that Zishi, and in Nazi, and in Metul Sovan, the day, and Daganajing Chi, Masuki Zidan Ro, on the Negi Yen Dualaya, Takanda Chu, Danshi Sewa, Takanda Chu, or the Nekari Yobaina, the Sama, Anichi, Suzuki, and Sanjelaya, and Pu Yu Samsangi, Kanda. Ani ngaso ki dende ki ta kanta samlu buto ni ani dusu samay ngay kirang la puyi ngay kirang ki puya diya chi sunam ki tsosai chi ngay kirang la puyi ani kirang ki zero chi sin ta kanta sosu yungone tane ki chi ki kala orda samlu tin sabu buto ni ani dusu puya ina ta kanta chua puya de kocho gores.
So here when speaking about making an offering, the offering, the substances of offering, that offerings that doesn't belong to someone, in other words. It is, so what is the reason behind making those kind of offerings to the Buddhas? So to accumulate merits. Obviously, it's to accumulate merits. So here, when speaking about the substances that is to be offered to the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas, the substances that doesn't belong to anyone is such as the beautiful landscapes, or you could say that's a beautiful panorama, and including like trees and forests, flowers, similarly like mountains, water, and everything. Everything that is that one could imagine, all these wonderful, wonderful things, objects that can be offered to the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas that one can imagine, and then imagining that is all of this that you are making an offering to the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas from the depth of your heart, but not just verbally that you make an offering, but try to imagine all those wonderful substances and make an offering to the Buddhas to accumulate merits.
So
if you really think about this, you gain a great benefits out of it. Because when you're making in such offerings, if you are able to do that from the depth of your heart, wholeheartedly making such offerings, it can create benefit because it doesn't cost any, there's no expenditure for that, right? So it doesn't cost money and so forth. But you can make a great offerings to the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas. In turn, you'll be able to receive great benefits out of it. So now here the question is now whether you're making your imagination that you are being whatever the substances that you have been imagined and making offerings that really becomes offerings or not, practice of offering or not. And again, here entirely depends upon your motivations. So everything that depends upon motivations, whether this practice will become a real practice or not, it really depends upon one's motivations.
So here I
So
Dinyamsa sonu kardan, konu karchiyogure. Dinyamsa dhaya kardan. Odozu sama ha gobi toni puyubayina, suzu puyaya de sama ani puyutabujida, yabu chagraba.
Yes, so here, for example, that if one makes offerings, waterborne offerings, as we all know that, how to make in waterborne offerings, and we also make offerings of the light offerings or the butter lamp offerings. The way we make in offerings and how to make in offerings, that we already covered that during our teachings, the Lamrim teachings, that I don't have to mention again. You all know about that. We have gone through that during the Lamrim teachings. So, it is not necessarily again here. If we can really practice those kind of offering practices, practice of offerings, one could also do that at the morning, at the very morning that when you woke up from the bed. So we always, switch on our lights, right? So as you switch on your lights, and if you think about that, you are making an offerings or the light offerings to the Buddhas, this will also becomes a favorable conditions for accumulating merits. And imagining that as you switch on your lights, imagining that by the switching on the light, by means of that light, may my the darkness of ignorance may dispelled. May all my darkness of ignorance may dispelled, and so forth. So if you can do that, then you gain really a great benefits out of it. So, so we talked about the kind of offerings we talked about during the Lamrim teachings, such as the water offerings, water for chain, which means water for washing one's rinsing mouth, and water for feet, and flowers and incense and light or the lamp offerings and perfume and also the fruit offerings, and including sounds and so forth. There are seven sets of offering that we talked about during the Lamrim. So then you should know that here, when you are actually engaging in such a practice of offerings, what kind of motivation that you need to cultivate it, how you can actually attune yourself being in that particular, practice sessions, what kind of the recitation one need to recite it during the offerings. And those are very, very important topics that we actually covered during the Lamrim sessions. So therefore, it is very important. You just come here and make an offering and you rush out and just get out of here. That's not the point. So whether your practice of offering become a practice of offering or become favorable condition for accumulation of merits and so forth, it entirely depends upon your own motivations and the way you offer and so forth.
Odje ani da kanda ani ngaso ye da kon du shiba na ji gi chewa midan de kanne bugu zlo de zambale ani ji gi sumje de ji ni ji tang da nyambi da kanda sa ji gi an de gi ani sangje ani ji nangka the du bya ani sangje ani samale da kanda ani ni gi de ji ni chewa de samma de ji ani Sanje dzula, Sanje lama jawa, seje dzula samala, ane nge chewa dzin, bugu yu samsangi. Ta kanda, ane suzu ki ta kanda, dabu mazun u zhe dzun, chewa puya de, ane tune ji puya gure yas. Ta kanda nga zo ki, namba sanje vichu, namba shiya de, sama, ane chi ki, sozo ta kanda suzu samlu u tundra. Tinza nga zo nangju, nga ma kawun tati lu la tu, chima kando tati sen la tu. Tinza, nga zo lu chi bugu ndi yu, tinza nga zo sozo ta kanda sen gu nangro la ya.
So then the way you are making an offerings, it's imagining that all those things that doesn't belong to anyone, you are imagining those as a substance of the substance or the object that is to be offered. to the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas, and imagining that just as all sentient beings are equal to as vast as space, similarly the Buddhas are equal to this as vast as space. There's no such a space that the Buddha is not a present and so forth. So then imagining that all the Buddhas, you're making this offerings, imagining this to all the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas and making offerings from the depth of one's heart. And so therefore, it is really, important whether that you are making an offering that really becomes the actual offerings or not, really depends upon one's own mind. Just as we find in certain teachings, what we find a statement saying that what kind of karma or actions that you may have done in the past is depends upon your present rebirth or your present body, that this will actually witness what kind of karma that you have accumulated in your past, and then where you will go in the future will be determined by your motivations or your mind.
verse 7. Lāyīlāni tūpa chīchī chū sētān chēpā nālā līmpu nā yunē tāmbā tūjī chēnām chī dālā tsēgōng dāgīn dūjī shīs. Verse 6, yeah? So, I bring to mind and offer to the foremost of sages together with their worthy or precious gifts, the greatly merciful ones, compassionate towards me and accept this for me, yeah? This is very clear. Din zan da de da kan da ani nge ge ani thiwa samje chom den de da kan che ba la ya che ba phu ba de ani nga la ya ani chi gi tu ji gi ani che we go ne ani nge ba den de ji na ro na se da kan da
whatever the offering that I may have met to the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas, may my offerings be accepted by the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas through their kindness, through your kindness and your, through your realizations, through your knowledge.
Odje ta verse 7 dani sunam mede tenchen de chubi nojin dala chama chi de gombi gonchi ne da ge tenu ni ji tuji shi is. Verse 7, yeah, devoid of merit and destitute, I have nothing else to offer. Therefore, may the protector, whose concerns are for the welfare of others, accept this by their own power for my sake. It's very clear, yeah? Then, and then the turn down the cars, the Zambalaya, and then the other day, Chigi, Chubi, Zepuya Delaya, and then the Havaji, and the Chuba Nalaya, the Zinga Pia Mundu, then the Aran Chigi, and the Chigi, Sunom. Maybe Chingi, Ani Tagazi, Ani Alaya, Ani Chiran, Chiba, the PM, the Dinza, Nyegi, Ani Takanda, Ani Shi, Mobu Yoshi, the Zukanda, Ani Pisha, the Sama, Ani Chiran, Zero Cheese, and Takanda, Ani Ta Yili Chung Chiba, and Chiran, Zero Cheese, Tell how Chiba Jing appear, Mendus, using Yella, Nala, Ani 2G, Tse Gone, Ani Chiba, the Zero Cheese, and Takanda, or the Nedo, which is on Dareda.
So this is how you can imagine that, may you please kindly accept my offerings, because this is the substance of the offering that I only have, and because it is due to my own, limited merits that I've accumulated in the past. Therefore, I do not have much to make an offerings, and other than the substances or the object of offerings that I could always imagine, and whatever that I'm making an offering, it is through my imaginations. The offering that I made it is mentally making an offerings to the all of you. So therefore, may you please kindly accept this offerings.
Okay. Then verse 7, yeah? So, 담도 가르친 로드 참발에 다 간다 소수기 아니 류다 몽주 참아 아니 지기 상지 제와세다 제발에 푸바 딘자 지당 제나 다 가서 지기 당아서 보여준다고 인바이나 다 지지나 양고 지지 소수수 류수를 열어봐 딘자 지기 다 지기 소수기 자유기 라마인다 소수기 라마인다 소수기 파마인다야 부인바이나야 지 소수기 파마다 안 두속이 단달에 소수기 다 간다 랑수 루당고라 루당고라 딘자 아니 지기 다 지질 놈만 더 있나야 파마도 부기 된다로 루당 아마도 부기에 파마 된다로 랑수 루당세데 다 제가 고함행이 그저도지 이는 더 나랑 통수르다야 너는 두스 러우메야 이내야 다 부여한다고 이나 다 파마기 다 부기 된다 루당 거데 이내 부이나야 파마기 된다래 루당 마마시지 소수기 녀와 님제 가리인 바이나 근데 지 루당 거다 간다 다가지 코 파지 지통 요르 봐 세워 루당 어디인자 아니 지기 파마자 마시비다 소수기 자일라마 지 소수기 지 자일라마 겐다 도수기 된다래 간다 랑수 루당 거다 간다 딘자 랑수 루당 거 인자 소수기 루당 논주 상마 지 오늘 당내기 지기 소수기 라마 어떻게 된다래 다 간다 로아승지 당지라 지 편비 치드 안다 간다 루당 논주 간다 루당 거래스 인자 아니 지 소수기 라마래야 상제래 오늘 당내기 니게 아니 지 루당 논주도 상마 지 승제래야 저런래 푸니 아니 지 승제래 지 편기 여봐이나 아니 얘도 지 루당 논주 상마 저런래 푸인스 다 간다 된다 도도노 들이 딘자 당 알아서 나오지나 다 푸스 러바이나 깔라카브라 알레 루당 논주 푸스에데 깔라카브라 미젠바지 저런래 지니 마티 저바이나 남상코라 아니 플리즈 기다 아니가요라 딘자가노르다 루당 논주 푸야 깔라카브레다 딘자 이나도 가서 시에바 잠레다 이나야 나랑스기다 다가즈기 마티바 이나야 다 간다 수중에 냉하마 시우바 나지기 강 투투지 든대지 강라야 공부죠 아주 다보레스 다 간다
So this is how you make an offerings, you know, offerings, not only that you are imagining, that's mentally, you know, imagining all those, you know, external substances, the object of sufferings, the object of offerings that you are making you are making offering to the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas. But also here, you should be able to, you know, fully, you know, ready to make an offerings of your own body, even your own body, your limbs, and your resources and so forth, that for the benefit of all other sentient beings. If that is something that's beneficial, if my making my entire body, body and my belongings and my resources and so forth, make an offering to the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas. If this is something that is beneficial, something that is beneficial to the welfare of other sentient beings, and I'm ready to accept all those, you know, sacrifices and making an offerings and without any regrets and remorse. So this is how you should have a determination of making in such an offerings. So here, like, I'm not sure about here in the West, but in Tibet, there are parents who are willing to give up their own life for the sake of their children's. But even the children, as a, you know, are determined to give up their own life for the sake of others. Not only that, but also there are a great, you know, devotees or the disciples who are ready to sacrifice their own, you know, life for the benefit of their root gurus and so on and so forth. But I'm not sure about here, but at the same time, I'm not saying that there is no such, you know, sacrifices can be done between parents and kids, parents and children here in West. I'm not sure about that, but I'm talking about the Tibet world. you know, this is possibility in Tibet. So if you think about that, you know, if there is a great benefits that by means of giving, sacrificing my own body, speech, my own bodies, my belongings, and my resources to the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas, which bring about a great benefit to the sentient beings, and you should, in your mentally, you should be able to, at this point, although it may not become a very practical for you, you may not be able to engage in such a practice practically at this point, but you should be prepared for, you know, making yourself habituation of engaging in such a practice.
Okay, that shuluka gubadi karsana danda wodi dani chi yonsu zuye na sina mi simjin pe ba ji mo ji dile yanda da ji ji diba jin len chi mi ji to os tin za dan dik danda wodi zo zo a jina ge su su gi lu da lo chi phu ya de la ya shen ba de la ya chi nge chanong le phu ba yin na अनि चरोंग जी भाई ना यहाँ ये चीज किस्म जी की रोदन जिया था करी ना मामू जी ये चीज चोगरे दी इंसान दिने जी पूर्व लेते ने सुजी रोदन जी तू भाई ना अनि धागा नाजी की ये दिने जी पूर्व लेते ने ये सुजी की रोदन जिया था अनि जी की सांजे लो सुबह दिने की काजी डूबा था सांजे की काजी डूबा Chapa Pin Karchier Zamalia, Ani Sanjay Kajin Dubaina, Ani Negi, Anit Nina Chigi, Tapa the Tanji Chimbi, Kopan Lamlai, Duni, Anchi Simjin Yigi, Anderson Rodan Zichorvas, Din Zachi Suzuki, Dachi Dibalasova, the name Messiah, Chapa Yorvas, O Dinza, and Pinna Dakanda Gubano with the Yoris, and Dakanda, the Puning at the Nedo Jiggins. Takanda Simjing Rodan Zigi, Anicharon Kajin Dugi, Anit Diba Sagime, Gyawa Dugi, Takanda, Tenda Dodo no Tender.
The Sholoka Kuba de Log, Reverend Singh Yellow, Harmchin.
Not on, you are losing as a
role. Verse 9 being free from fear of mundane existence due to your protections, I shall serve sentient beings. I shall completely transcend my earlier vices, and henceforth I shall sin no more. So here, what this the verse actually emphasizes here is if by means of my making an offering to the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas, will become a fulfillment of the noble wish of the great Buddhas, Buddhas and Bodhisattvas, and it becomes for the cause for gaining the state of liberation and complete statement, complete enlightenment. So then it is a worthwhile. It is worthy to be making such offerings. For the benefit of all other beings.
Oh, the Jet, that's not the name of Sama Manche, Dakanda, Chuba Gukola, the city, though.
This onwards is mostly how to make an offering. It's an offering chapter, it's part of offerings.
Oh, the Jet, Kanda, Chuba Piedi, Kond Chuba Najik, Sunamji Tosai, Chuba is in Dakanda, and that do the Rido.
So these are the making an offerings to accumulate merits. So this is in brief.
That many lama walama takanda walama ani lana yebi chiba da lana mebi chiba sin takanda chiba mamuji oduzin da shugu de tinza. Tando beje malo jan disa mare.
Sumche chalon nange.
Nye malo jan disa mare.
Disa save tuwa.
Yeah, Dinza, ani ending ema lo jago, Dinza koso de lo jaroji.
So Rimche is going through the reading of the text, so it's pretty clear. It talks about two kinds of offerings, that's offering the surpassable offering and unsurpassable offerings. So this will be, you know, mentioned very clearly by, you know, but if you go through the verses itself is pretty clear.
Yeah, de ani chidangi da kanda choba gi nalo la ya. Tan namju kadu yun ya ani dang aran zai lama jongor mu ji chame chenge wala da kanda is holiness dalai lama always mentioned that
there are two types of offering, separable offering and unseparable offering, yeah? The best one is kind of unseparable offering that we from practice of bodhicitta and practice of compassion. This is really unseparable offering. Like kind of things that we offering like water bowl, those all are suppressable offering. Of course we have to offer. We have to offer, yeah? But the most, the best offering is from your heart. Like practice compassion, loving, great compassion, yeah? Bodhicitta, concern on other people's, take care of other people's. Yeah, that is the best offering. His Holiness always mentioned that the best offering is the practice great compassion, bodhicitta, concern on other people's. Yeah, treat other people very nicely. Yeah, that is the best offering. Yeah? Yeah, because, yeah, this is really best offering, and so this is really best offering. We don't have to spend money and then just think here from your heart. Yeah? It's really, yeah, good for all of us, and it's really meaningful. Yeah? So, then here, verse from 10, I think so it's really clear if you read in the English book, yeah? It's very clear. So those all are kind of talking about substances of offering, yeah? Substances of offering, yeah? So, but main point, you have to know there why you offer, purpose of offering. That's what we have to know, purpose of offering. Purpose of offering, yeah? Purpose of offering is accumulation merit. Then you think about that. When you offer, how I accumulate merit? Yeah? This is clear, yeah? Okay, now here I'm going to recite in Tibetan. Tuji kamba shindu tushumba, sheji saji sejin tsawada, rejimba yi kawayomode, midi uja laritibade, usually this we do bath in water, yeah? Bath in. Even like I mentioned that when you take a shower or something, you can recite some mantra and visualize when you're taking shower, take out your stance, like ignorances, yeah? I before mentioned that these Namasida benza to the hulu hulu tita tita benda benda and on. When you recite this mantra and you're taking shower and then visualize all your stains take away by with water. No stain like the outside stain. Everything like ignorance is everything, yeah? Delusion take away with water. You can visualize. Yes, yeah. Then the Tejan Shedan Rechen Pumba Mambo Pujichu, Yon Liba, Kawan Ludani, Romo Cheba, to make Kutu sauce. Tedakala, Tsumba, maybe good Sala, Trugubi, Kushio. Then it tell a Kado Legivi, Nazashin, the Trujun Tamba, Kuzan Salan Jamba, Nasuda. Jinjo Jada Tedaki, Papa Kundu Zandan Jan, Jinin Wanjusula, Jimbraji, Tonsun Kundu Tengi, Dawai, Tushu Namji, Twan Nam Kunjiku, Sejan Sama, Shido Sheba, Ujamba, Teta Chubaji. Tuanchini Paye Nanki Jinji Dedaja, Tuji Ranjinchila, Oaji, Rinchin Dunzi Seti, Yuaji, Koyu Jinji, Namba Yuji, Ibli Dana Duba Dimaya, Tadu Tuanala, Oaji, Telejan, Chibisu, Romo Yanye Yuande, Simjin Ding Sijiba, Tenansos Nijiji, Tanjo Kunjo Tamji, Chidin Nanda Kuzula, Rinchin Medo, Lasoja, Jimmy Chiba, Bubber Shows, Tadiva the Karsana, Lana Yubi. Ani masuki tatan di chepa de la lan de yubi chepa de lan de mibi chepa sin ni xe yi duwa di yin zang lan de yubi chepa de tatan ngay di chua ya de ka zang lan de yubi chepa de la ya
아니 조조 다 간다 쳐봐 진이 나오지 다 쳐봐 쳐비기 지혜서는 믿어 쳐봐 진이 다 간다 쳐봐 당부도 가서는 쳐봐 당부 피해야 돼 가서 가르치 쉬바이나 아니 추지에 아니 상지에라야 나서 써봐지 아니 상지에라야 진 가서 진체요 진체 풀봐지 아니 지기 상지에라야 가서 다 간다 지기 뿌다 들라서봐 아니 쉬바 아니 다가 나지 산제라 메도 피바지 아니 뿌 피바지 셰제 피바지 나세 피바지 안 다가 나지기 아니 예미카 아니 두 아니 로모 아니 오도조 다간다 추바지니 오도조 다간다 추비기 제지니로 오지 오도순조 되게 나로라야 가족이 지기 메도다 뿌다 도서 사망 가서 남주 지지 도서 나로라야 chuyen shiazi meto dubu nansi tushab shizis. Sanjegi ane kula piba, shiaw la piba, ane shiaw la piba san takanda dusu yorba. O dindir res. Takanda di nalo tata nge chua yada kanda chubi ki zye chini lana yubi chua ba. Nalo chubi ki zye chini o dusu res.
So the verse that I've gone through so far, verse starting all the way from the verse 10 all the way to the verse, I think it's verse 26. That is all the verses that are making it in different kinds of offerings. There are 12 different kinds of offerings. It talks about the 12 different kinds of offerings, the verse by verse, making an offering, such as making an offering of, making a bath offering to the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas, and making, drying their, you know, holy bodies of the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas, and then making an offering, the cloth offering to the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas, and making an offering of the ornaments, and making an offering of the perfume to, you know, apply their bodies, and then making an offering to the, of offering of flowers, and making an offering of incense, and, lights, and parasols, and making an, you know, offering, something that's to be making an offering to, offering the fruit offerings and other food offerings, and the making offering of the sounds and so forth. And these are the, pretty much, you know, it is nothing different, you know, the offerings are nothing different from the offering that we normally met, during our, you know, practice session of Yamantaka. So we all are familiar with that kind of offering, such as, you know, offering of the water to rinse the mouth and wash their feet, and, you know, incense offerings, and then the light offerings, perfumes, and, you know, foods, and the music offerings and so forth. So these are pretty much, you know, familiar with all of us, that we always make those offerings during our practice sessions.
How many people do water bowl offering every day? Everybody do one? Yeah, you do? Water offering, who do? So what do? Water offering, yeah? Water bowl offering. Because we always do here, yeah, in the center. Yeah. I think so. I mentioned maybe who do water bowl offerings, or usually water bowl offering, yeah? I think so, it's better for people know that. Usually, you can do more than 7. It's not uncertainty, indefinitely of count of water bowl, yeah? So you would do 7, yeah? Also, he mentioned that, he asked me a question that why we recite 100 syllable mantra 21 times. So if we ask you, like, why we offer water bowl 7 times, yeah? Then maybe it's like 7 times we usually, like, kind of chiyo shese medu dubu nase tuchib shese laya jora nima.
No.
Peche ti dhyan tu tsyamba inza, ani tindian dhoji, peche ti tu ne nga su dhyan tata dhisu piyo sa. Ti inza nima ki tchiyan sabi, kwa tagi nga la di keche tu ija di nishu tsachi tata sa goya di kararis. Nga hao ko masu laya ba?
Masu la sumchi. Tati mikse ki, kwa nishu tsachi sa goya ji deli ya, mikse ki kwa tashen tongwa sa, nga su namchen dhyan dhyan liya nga za ye de me de pongde sumchi goya barumchi.
Oh, really,
这是西部托马松是吗？西部托马松，你让你大姨过来了，谢谢。哈过马松是来吧？你哈过马松，你让你，你没钱吧？了，谢谢这个是第一张。你，你们来的是这些就是的。No,
your answer because I told you 21 why we recite 100 syllable mantra 21 times, yeah. So I think so he know that he gonna explain, yes.
啊，这什么些？从当年的那年，我当年那么些年老几没见，你。
The
seven types of the seven sets of offering that we normally have, you know, water bowls, seven sets of water bowl offerings. The reason for that is probably we have the seven set of offerings. If you were to count the offerings, such as the two, the first, if you look at the set of the offerings, the set of offering will be starting from the two water bowls in the beginning, right? Two water bowls, the water for chin, which is to for water for mouth, water for feet. These two are the kind of water, and then next there will be a flower offerings, right? Then already three, then. That will be followed by the incense offerings, four, and then the light offerings, five, and then perfume, that is to be of the offering of the perfume, is six, and then offerings of food, seven. So those are the set of the seven sets of offerings, and this can then be followed by the music offerings, right? The music offering doesn't have a bowl in there, so we just, when it comes to the offering of the music, either we just ring the bell or whatever, depends on the corresponding to your rituals, ritual implement that whatever that you have in front of yourself. So then the next question for the 21 times of doing the mantras of six, 100 syllables mantra 21 times. And although we haven't so far that we or Rinpoche haven't found any, relevant explanations of purpose of doing this 21 times of recitation of the 100 syllable mantra, but then there are explanation that we could find in the many other tantric texts, especially when you touch the self generation sadhanas, and we will always find in the beginning there is a practice that involvement of practicing the Vajrasattva meditations. The Vajrasattva meditation during the Vajrasattva meditations, it is required for doing the 21 times. So each seven recitations, the seven times, each seven counts of the mantras, you have a different visualizations, which visualizations of visualizing all those negativities are, watching downward, and then also another for seven times, and the next seven times, the visualizations is done on the basis of washing out all your negativities through your upper openings, and first seven set is with the lower opening, and second seven set is upper opening. And then third, when you come to the third repetition of seven times repetition, then you are imagining that all the negativities, not only that yourself, but negativities of all other sentient beings, imagining especially the self-grasping mind, taking all of their negativities at your heart and imagining it's a very dark, you know, kind of, you know, heap of the dark that is in the, at your heart. And then you, visualizing that, you know, the nectars and, lights entering through the crown of your head. At the moment it gets through your crown of your head and touches your heart, and it purifies entire, you know, negativities of oneself and that of other sentient beings, and imagining that your body is, you know, becoming crystal-like clear. So those are that, you know, seven different, you know, three different kinds of visualizations, followed by the 21 times of recitation of mantras of 100 syllables.
어디지? 다 아니 다 간다 쳐봐 비야 쳐봐 되는지 들으시죠? 뒤인상 다 쳐봐 비디 정말에 지나기 소수기 남주 가르스 싸고 쓸어도 정말 오마아호 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 you can recite this. There's also there's a if you check on seeds preparation. There's a long mantra seeds preparation test. 오마암 반세 반세 마 반세 마 대자 반세 미야 마 비야 반세 마 보디 면다 반세 사오카마 아라는 비슈다 성 반자이 소화선 다 간다 가속이 요체기 나로라야 아니 가 림부 가 림부 요레스 띵서 쳬바 비두 짬발레야 다 간다 사야기 소속이 더 마주 마이나 오마 아후 오마 아후 사치 아니 쳬바 비두 디오레스 오마 아후 사비컬라야 손 가르당 오슬레드 짬발레 쳬바 피비컬라 손 가르당 오슬레드 짬발레 아니 sanje thamche ge ani dzu ge shen le de ani chobal ma thim sa sang sang gi ani du son ta ra um a hum s le zam bale den a ani om ji ma bo ba she pe wan ji ro sa ga na du sam ji ji ne om ji ma bo ba shin pe wan ji le zam bale chi dong gi om gi ani gar zu na ani ta ka da ani chu bi gi su su gi da ka na chob pi je da sam ani chi chu bi gi je da du sam chi gi mo ne ta ne ya ani ta ka da 빠듬해봐야 아니 르다 롤에 딱 간다 지 맞아 인천 나로 쳐봤다고 인바이나 지 자수는 아직 받으시는 띵소보다 아니 자챔보 라 되네 아니 아슬로드 삼발라 아기 딱 간다 수수기 아니 쳐봐 부사기 아 쳐봐 부사기 딱 간다 쇼꿈슬라고라 꿈다 아 아니 쳐봐 부사기 띵지 아니 다가 나지 사차도 삼아치 오늘 당내기 아 chubi ki zhe dang, o du sangpa kangda, ani dutsi ki ngon la banji sang sang chiye, ta kangda, o dhne ki kangda, son dhne tang gui sar es.
O ma chi, hong rwa rung
chino.
So when you are making an offering, if it is possible that if you can do the, if you can recite the long version of the offering mantras, and it is really good if you, you can do that. If you are memorized or you, you can read, or if you have time. So that is really, great, that is, you know, beneficial for one to do that. So, such as, if you are familiar with this mantra, so you can recite this mantra. It's a long version of offering mantras. And if that is not possible, then you can recite the three syllables, Om Ahum, which actually has a potential for, you know, purifying the offering substances, such as, you know, purifying the offering substances of their colors and the smells and odors and so forth by the Hum syllables. And then, by means of the A syllables, visualizing A syllables can, you know, transforming those substances into the nectars. And then Om will multiply those offerings and it become inexhaustible. So this is how much the benefit that we make out of it. So So if possible, then you can do that long mantra. If not, if that is not possible, then you can recite those, you know, mantras of Om Ah Hung. That would be really good. So Hung can actually also purify the impurities of such as, you know, colors and, you know, odors and so forth. So the offerings are, you know, mainly to accumulate merits and also the purifying the negativities of masaliness.
So
unsurpassable, you know, offerings. The offerings not like that we have imagined earlier, such as, you know, mountains and, you know, and the lands and, you know, forests and so forth. But rather here, this when speaking about the unsurpassable offerings, is in terms of something that unfathomable. Something that unmeasurable, immeasurable, something that cannot be measured, and the offering substance of offering of substance, it is to be offered to the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas.
In a Dakanda Chanju send the Niji Chambu to some Gomayade, Takan Sanjele Chubayashi, the Dakanda Terrados, Lanami Chuba, the rest Dakanda.
So out of all, the one of the most authentic or the offerings of the unsurpassable offering is the meditation on bodhicitta's compassion and so forth.
So
then you are making whatever the offerings that you may have met, you know, you must make these offerings from the depth of one's heart, such as the offering that we talked about earlier. The environment and, you know, landscapes and so on and so forth. And then also, we talked about the unsurpassable offerings. That is, these offerings also need to be met from the depth of one's heart.
Chidangi sanje ji le ngo pa da me ba da lu pa da me ba tu ne ane dende ge ane tu bi ge da ka na ngo pa da me ba lu pa da me o dende ge sanje ge da de ane ji ngone ta ne ge ji ge ta ka da ji ge na gi ta da nya bi da ka da ta lu da da dende yo ba o dende ji ane su su ge da ka da sanje ge da de ane su su ge ane ta ka da ko hin du san san ta ko gi yo ba ji sanje ge su de su su te gi yo ba ji ओ दिने इंसान ताकांदा सांजे के सुन पाद में बची अधिकतर ठोक ये बा सुन दे सुन तो उन्हें ठाने जोड़ दे में बा ठाने में बा सुन दे जो उन्हें ठाने के अन्य चीज़ चाव चिंबो ये बा वो दिने जी तो ने सुन तंबे ही ना अन्य ताकांदा सांजे के डाले दो बास ना की दो बा
सो कंधे चिंगे ती सेवना चुम्ब
ता कांदा सांजे की चीजे कांदा गोला सो बा पाद में बा जी टुने ता आजू नांजे की छा से भी कब लया अनि दु चीजे जी
सुसु पा टुने सुसु दा संबे ना लिया कांदा यी की टुने सुंगे बेरम
जी ओ कांदा यी जी टुने ओ
सुसु दा सुसु दा सु पा सु कांदा डामे बा छा जी डामे छा जी तो सुंगे बेरम जी
ओ दने जी ओ ता कांदा सांजे ल सो बा दने की गो पाद में बा ता कांदा गोला गोला ता कांदा उपाद में बा ओ दने जी टुने अनि तसो ले छी अनि डपाद में बा योगी हो बाजी डाद पाद में बा जी सुसु ठगे हो बाजी ओ दने जी सों ता वई ना
सो देन देन आल्सो पास दैट्स ऑफरिंग्स दैट रमेश जी टॉक्ड अबाउट अर्लियर सो मेकिंग ऑफरिंग्स थ्रू ऑफरिंग ऑफ बॉडी ऑफरिंग ऑफ स्पीच एंड ऑफरिंग ऑफ माइंड सो देन हियर द ऑफरिंग ऑफ स्पीच इमेजिनिंग दैट यू कैन इमेजिन दैट the holy bodies or the holy heads of the innumerable holy, you know, heads of the Buddhas. And all of them are actually, you know, are speaking to you in the terms of the holy speech, that you're actually hearing the holy speech of the Buddhas, the innumerable holy speech of the Buddha that you're being heard. So then if you do that, you know, this is again the speech or the sound of the Buddha, the speech of the Buddha that you are hearing is something that is inexpressible, something that cannot be fathomed, or something that cannot be measured, or something that cannot be expressed in word. So imagining that you are actually hearing that kind of word, you know, the Buddha's, in other words, the Buddha's speech. So this, through this again, you also can accumulate our merits.
Oh, did you? Ani, that dunya nama, ani, mazugi, lu da nga, da kanda, ani, lunga izung tuni, zozo da, cha se de. Da kanda, cha se yu chubas.
So then also, there's also another offerings. This is also, combination of body, speech, and mind, which is making the prostrations, the practice of prostrations, can be offering of our prostrations. So then also when speaking about this, of the prostrations, of course, there are also three kinds of making of prostrations. Prostration through body, speech, and mind. So there are three kinds. And then to whom that you are making and prostrations is certainly to the object of three jewels, Buddha, Dharma, and Sangha.
丁一章他刚才我说的恰切吧了恰切还是有的我说就是什么的哈过给节目休息的是丁一章我们说的这个他开始蒙不得哦我南北人我几几年年年看他一来就嘛都一笔记钱的过去了下面的东西他南北人南北的切干点的东西我们说主他的南路了呀南北三节吧的南北三节的
Two-tell-a-chee-ba-kar-yo-re-s-in-da-kanda-ke-cha-di-gan-le-or-one-an-chan-an-namba-yina-namba-san-je-bi-tha-tu-gu-chyo-yu-du-kar-re-s-chyo-b-chyo-sa-yu-du-kar-re-s-chyo-b-chyo-sa-yu-du-la-chyo-kan-de-chee-go-re-s-one-an-namba-san-je-ba-yina-namba-san-je-bi-ta-wa-du-kar-re-s-tun-de-chin-ha-ma-go-ng-yi-gi-dang-ha-namba-yin-se-de-
당 가서 가슴 시점 차기다 띵인자 다 간다 가서 남바 인바이나 남바 인비기 다 간다 지주사디 하고고도 지나게 남바 산제비 띵이데 아니 군주 숨 점내 한다데 켈렌지 데레지 비 점내 문도바데 남바 산제비 다 간다 아니 다 간다 아니 주다 마하는 남바 산제비 챙이라 남바 산제바 세데 군주 숨 점내 한다 다 군주 숨래 아니 쩝슨 더바이나 Job can no do race, Lodu Zamalaya, Kunju Sunlaya, Anni Lotaba, Hintabane, Anni Yichi, Deva Tembu Yoba, Ra, Ra, Lolinji Jishin, Saganda Kunju Sunlaya, Anni Yichi, Deva Tembu Yuvi, Tone, Anni Qua, Rede, Quadon, Nisongi, Dunyela, Jishi Tabi, Anni, Lo Kunju Sunlaya, Anni Mara kwaadwa nye songi dungyele njishi tabi lo yoba che. Tendegi tabi lo yoba che. Dele chobi nubade, ani kuncho sumla yobi. Chobi nubade kuncho sumla yobi, yichi bi. Ta kanda teba tembuchi. Yoba ina, ani kuncho sumla chobson roosan. Ta kanda chobson rodan dan, anto tsama hako udo. Minza chobson rodan hako udo zambale chobi di. Tingin zangye ngoma kadina shito chobi, sanje kuncho, chu kuncho, gendo kuncho uzeri. Ta sanje kunju se karis ledu zambale, du sanje kunju ris kashi dene lauda, du marwa. Chu kunju karis ledu zambale, di dev du su chu kunju ris. Gendun kunju karis ledu zambale, charang gendun kunju ris. Dinza, tu tata chago mara, dinza sanje kunju se de, mazo yan sanje kunju laya, sini koron duma shela subi, yandin jidin. Ani chu kunju laya, Ani gendo kunchulaya, ani rito papi jida dembas da, ani chu kunchulaya, yendin jidin sa da, kanda chu kunchulaya, namju ngolan ni jagurmado, di devda du sama chu kunchulaya, di gomara. O din sa da sama hako guda, ngasa kanda, tambu namasan jeba, namasan jebi ki da, kanda unsa ki gondra uti. Susu namasan jebi yinbi yindan da uti. Yinbi yindan hama goba, kye namasan jebi chu chiegi yula ba ina, Tizi ya, ta kanda tizi kemu shi wanda uri mundu besa.
So, it is pretty important for us to really to be able to know this, the object of refuge. That is very, very important because we consider ourselves as a Buddhist. So then, if we were to ask the question, and why you are claiming yourself as a Buddhist, and we have no reason, we have no explanation, there's no explanation can be found. So if we were to ask, if you are Buddhist, then what is your view? What is your standpoint? What is the view of the Buddhist? What is the conduct of the Buddhist? And what are the object of the refuge of the Buddhist, of the Buddhist? And so if you were to ask that kind of questions, then we cannot explain. And if you're unable to explain this, then believing yourself as a Buddhist or saying that yourself as a Buddhist, considering that yourself as a Buddhist, it's become mere word. So because you do not know what kind of conditions need to be met in order for one to become an actual Buddhist, isn't it? So therefore, the Buddhists should have Buddhists should be identified in the context of someone who actually take a refuge in three jewels and accepting three jewels as your perfect your ultimate object of refuge. Buddha, Dharma and Sangha, the three jewels, your ultimate object of refuge. And then then there's another question is, then if that is the ultimate object of refuge, and why, for what purpose that you are actually taking refuge in the strangeholds. So here, it says, someone to be an actual Buddhist, to qualify oneself to be a Buddhist, is someone who takes refuge in individuals from the depth of one's heart by, understanding the fear of lower realms, particularly the fear of three lower realms, and having a genuine faith and admiration in Buddha of three jewels, who has a ability to protect yourself from this suffering of three lower realms, and taking refuge to those three jewels from the depth of one's heart is said to be actual qualifications or actual quality of being. It is the first quality of being oneself as a Buddhist. So one should have a irreversible faith in Buddha's in three jewels. So otherwise, without identifying and without knowing the object of those refuge, and it is not appropriate for one to claim oneself as a Buddhist or the Buddhist practitioners. Because sometimes when I ask people and they say, what is Buddha? And then they just point at certain object of rope, you know, or the image of the Buddhas and so forth. And what is the Dharma? Then they, people tend to have a tendency of pointing towards, you know, text, Dharma text. And then what is, Sangha? The jewel Sangha, and then they would say that you are the jewel Sangha and so forth. So this really clearly indicates that there is something, you know, the missing a real point here. You're not really understanding what the object of three jewels. So it is very important for us to really to know what is the Sangha, jewel Buddha, and what is the jewel Dharma, and what is the jewel Sangha. So we will find that all those, definitions, if you look at the definitions, there are, the definition that comes with that eight qualifications of each of those three jewels and so forth. So we need to know about that. It's a very, very important for us to know, because without knowing that, if you're claiming oneself as a Buddhist, it's mere word.
Okay, I think so. Now we have only maybe 15 minutes, so maybe some question? Have some question? No question is okay, it's fine. Yeah, you have question, okay. Yeah, you can ask, yeah. Actually, we cannot do this whole, but like me, when I do whatever, early in the morning, whatever, which is at seven limbs. Those all really we do. Seven limbs, we in Tibetan, like they have short one. Whatever you practice seven limbs, and then recite refuge verse, then immeasurable verse, and then Shachamani praise, and then do something, whatever, or you do meditate, or whatever you do this, yeah? Yeah, yeah. Seven limbs is kind of daily practice, yeah.
So he just goes into detail.
Yeah, this one is the main point here, really, we have to know that seven limbs. Seven limbs, you know that, yeah? Chatsewa, Chobapyo. This is really, we have to, it's really essential to practice whatever you dhamma. Yeah, it's really kind of preliminary, and it's really requirement to, before you practice Dharma, to do something. Yeah, if you really couldn't do that, actually there's a long one. Mazu zanchu nalo la ya, papan jambe jana za rimba yora.
Yes, sir.
Ko rimbu du nalo daba yina, ani mazu yi sha tse, wadna chio ji sha ba se, su su tsi korangi takarang, jawa da nyam da lewar.
Yes, sir.
Yesi ko rimba da che matu ba yina, mazu sha tse wadna, chio ji sha ba na, ji zi yira, kujin so ayi,
Anti nalo ani sosu ye chi ndomba ndomba ina karje ba ina ani tunda ani chatse ani kono chi ngazu baba ina ko namju komsi du tagara yor baba medla ya ani gunda ma ni du chasum se ani nyer ani shogi ya landu ani chasum se odu jene ngazu garzu chi jun gazu ngazu ama du zo ge kadina ngazu ama du zo garzu na ko pula ya ko sama igilo shi marwa Eagle was Yamara, and it's in Domad of Nashima, Chat said to Kalanga, Gigi, thank you. Tagunjos, Aniji, Gombayan, Dola, Lama, the Mamujora, to the Sama, it's him murder. Gigi, Seba, just Gigi, Gende, just Sama, Ming, I'll die. Ani Ama, it didn't dare, Kadina Chat said. Ming with someone that the end of Lama Kushura, Sama, me, Dajani, Chat said, that was a one and done. Tibata has your teens, and Haraz Dawina wanted an eagle she wore and she wore a teens, could see sugar jillon singe, and the chat say, and so Sukono Yabuchio by Nayabudo. Teens are done, Nandi Jongo Jinas, and we do so shogi a landing in the Niji Chies, the Kono Yabuchio, and in Yimaterindle and a Samba Zambu toning a lake and the Nichi, and Gundaman Yedu Zambala chat say, Mamaning Elea. अनि ये सांबा जंबू के तो ने अनि लेकर कंडे जाया हुआ चीज़ है सांबा न्यूमी के तो ने कंडे रहो चीज़ है और दूसरा सांबा डांचे वो दिन रहो नामजी दूसरी ने ताकांदा डोडां रहो चीज़ नामजी ताकांदा कलो कर दा निया चूसूं ले चीज़ डांचे वो दिन रहो रा
So there's seven limb prayers that the longer version of seven limb prayers that you could one can find in the King of Prayers, right? The King of Prayers. Each limb has a verse. There's a verse for making verse for prostrations, verse for making offerings, verse for purifications or the confessions, verse for, rejoicings, and verse for requesting, and verse for dedicating, and so forth. So, That's the longer version that you could find that if you can do that. If that is not possible, then the short version that we always recite that, right? By the practice of prostrations, making an offerings and confession, rejoicing and supplications, and dedications, may or whatever the virtues that I have accumulated, may I be able to dedicate all the virtues that I have accumulated through this, become a cause for dedicate towards the state of enlightenment of myself and other beings. So this is again, the short version of reciting the seven limb prayers, and so here, it is very important that we should make ourselves, familiar with making prostrations before you go to bed. But in the Tibetan has this, tradition of doing the prostrations before they go to bed. But I vividly remember my mom when I was very young. My mom before she goes to bed, and she always do the prostrations. Being illiterate herself, she couldn't read, but she was actually she memorized the name of all those lamas and the abbots and the tukus, reincarnated lamas and so forth, and reciting their name and making prostration, making in prostrations at night. So for us, we know how to read. We know, we all are fortunate to be able to read and so forth. So we can, we don't have to just recite their name, but we can, read those. So then here, then another thing that His Holiness has always, advised, us as the practitioners to write from the morning. That is, it is a very important for us to really to cultivate appropriate motivations or the positive motivation. Cultivation of positive motivation is very important from the beginning of your day, right from the morning, and determining and pledging yourself that, I will do my best to the fullest extent of my ability to do something that is positive and virtuous and throughout my day. And then similarly, when you go back to before you retire at night, and then remember what you have done. Have you really done accordingly, according to your own motivation, the motivation that you have set forth in the mornings? Have you really, have I really did that? Have I really done whatever I have cultivated, whatever the motivation that I have set in the morning? So then this is how much we need to put our practice into our day-to-day life, to our day-to-day existence.
Yeah, that's good, Sam, because here it's very clear. Somebody say, oh, I have sleeping problem. I cannot sleep because they sleep with negative pressure, okay? What did I do this morning? All kind of negative thinkings. Yeah, something pressure, you know? So when you sleep, that's what we say, past is past, future is future. When you sleep, if you sleep, before you sleep, good, recite some mantra or we sleep something, with good motivation, your sleep will be virtuous. If you sleep with negative thinking, you couldn't sleep, move here, move there, yeah, then also your sleep will be unvirtuous. Yeah. Yeah, seven limbs, yeah, important, yeah, seven limbs. Here with the seven limbs, sees perfection, great compassion, bodhicitta, then like us to know object of refuge, three jewels, yeah, Buddha, Dhamma, Sangha. Then you have to know quality of Buddha, quality of Buddha. If you, once you know qualities of Buddha, then you gonna have strong faith. Yeah, Buddha, then Dharma. Which one is Dharma? Dharma, Buddha, Dharma. Yeah, you say Buddha, Dharma is the in part of Four Noble Truths there. Truth of cessation and truth of path is Dharma. Yeah, usually Dharma, they have two. Conventional Dharma and ultimate Dharma. Conventional Dharma is not real Dharma. Yeah? Then Sangha, they have two types of Sangha. Conventional Sangha and ultimate Sangha. Conventional Sangha is like us. Yeah, conventional. It's not ultimate. Yeah, then ultimate Sangha is which one get already state of path of sin, path of meditation. Those all are ultimate Sangha. Yeah, ultimate Sangha means who belongs to truth of cessation and truth of path, any of these. Maybe who belong to truth of path. Yeah, ultimate Sangha. Yeah, then also we mentioned that what view of Buddhist, what is Buddhist view? Dushe tamche madaba, saje tamche dungyawa, chiyo tamche tawakataki shajaji.
Four cells identification or the four cells are very, very important, such as all the compositional phenomena are impermanent, and all the contaminated are sufferings, and all phenomena are empty and selfless, and nirvana is peace. So those are the four seals that we need to understand very clearly.
One more question, Leah. Bodhicitta and Su Lianqi. Yeah, it's very very different. It's not, Bodhicitta is not include between four immeasurable. Yeah, four immeasurable, even before great compassion, even you don't have great compassion, you have four immeasurable. Yeah, four immeasurable, even you are in stage of Hinayana, Hinayana, yeah? Hinayana, they have four immeasurable. Yeah. Four immeasurable, what are four immeasurable? Nyantanji, Dawada, Deji, usually we recite, yeah? Sujantanji, Dawada, Deji, Dungeda, Dungeda, Dungemida, Sujantanji, Nyericha, Danyida, Tay, Danyala, Nebachi. Yeah, actually, yeah, we wish to all sentient beings have happiness and suffering, wish them come out from suffering, just the kind of death have, in even in Hinayana, they have kind of four immeasurable. Yeah. Yeah, Bodhicitta is really, is result of great compassion. Yeah, great compassion, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, good question. So,
thank you.
I think so we are done, yeah? So, next week we have class and then object of refuge. Next week, I think so maybe we're going to explain how we do prostration, because you're talking about prostration, yeah? So, little bit mention about offering, yeah? How to offering. Maybe next week, our teaching is related to the prostration. Maybe I'm gonna explain 1, 2, 3, they do like this. Why we do this? What is the symbol of this? And then how do we prostration? Maybe, yeah. Some of it, all of you know, but some, yeah, new, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, prostration, yeah, those all. Then when you do prostration, what do we recite? And what is beneficial prostration? Okay? Yeah, I will tell. Oh, Vajrasattva practice, yeah. Oh, Nimala. Oh, that is the Nedoji Jayani, Danta Jimadala Nimaso. Ani zinda feje tuju dhara hisar ni mala.
Laso ram shalas.
Laso ni mala. Ani tuju che.
Laso ram shalas.
Ani danda jeman jeyo.
Laung inde ni.
Laso tuju oh laso. Laso. Okay, dedication.
就是拿了念了罗古马的不知道啊你那个那是啊你那个那是啊你那个那是啊你那个那是啊你那个那是啊你那个那是啊你那个那是啊你那个那是啊你那个那是啊你那个那是啊你那个那是啊你那个那是啊你那个那是啊你那个那是啊你那个那是啊你那个那是啊你那个那是啊你那个那是啊你那个那是啊你那个那是啊你那个那是啊你那个那是啊你那个那是啊你那个那是啊你那个那是啊你那个那是啊你那个那是啊你那个那是啊你那个那是啊你那个那是啊你那个那是啊你那个那是啊你那个那是啊你那个那是啊你那个那是啊你那个那是啊你那个那是啊你那个那是啊你那个那是啊你那个那是啊你那个那是啊你那个那是啊你那个那是啊你那个那是啊你那个那是啊你那个那是啊你那个那是啊你那个那是啊你那个那是啊你那个那是啊你那个那是啊你那个那